In the Desert of Set, a Setian podcast written and produced by G.B. Marion, priest of Set in the LV 426 tradition. This podcast is about the religion of Setianism and the experience of being a Setian or a follower of Set in modern times. Please join me as I discuss any number of things pertaining to the mighty Red Lord, Great Set. The Mauling Man is a soundtrack for an imaginary werewolf movie that doesn't exist. It is currently available for purchase, streaming, and download at Bandcamp, Amazon, Apple iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, and other digital music platforms. This is the story of Hal, a wolf who has the ability to change into a man and back, and who is inspired by the Egyptian gods Anubis and Wepwawet to fight crime and protect the innocent. Hal is a werewolf, but not like in the movies. He's a wolf who changes into a man, not a man who becomes a wolf. He changes whenever he wants, not just during the full moon. He also has three faces, wolf, man, and wolfman, not just two. Most importantly, Hal is a very good boy, not an evil monster. The werewolf was found abandoned and injured as a pup by a woman named Jane, who nursed him back to health. When she learned he can transform, she adopted him as her son and taught him everything she could. After learning to read, Hal discovered the canid gods Anubis and Wepwawet in an old Egyptology book on Jane's shelf. Recognizing himself in them, he decided he wanted to be just like them when he grew up, helping and protecting the innocent. When Hal came of age, Jane released him back into the wild. In his lupine form, he fell in love with a she-wolf named Grace and adopted her pups as his own. He's also been saving human lives and making enemies with the forces of evil ever since, including a mad pseudoscientist called Phibes, a Bible-thumping trophy hunter named Jedediah Clark, and the entire Lugosi mob. But perhaps the so-called Mauling Man has yet to face his greatest challenge. For this episode of In the Desert of Set, we're going to play the Mauling Man album in its entirety. Again, if you'd like to actually own the album, it is available at Bandcamp, Amazon, Apple iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, and various other digital music platforms. I sincerely hope everyone will enjoy this story, as I truly love werewolves, and this album represents my best attempt at telling a unique and original werewolf story for pagan, Kemetic, and Setian audiences.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. If you'd like to read a free transcript, or if you'd like to stream or download my original music, please visit desertofset.com. Set bless. Have a wonderful day.